It all begins on May 8th. The NFL draft comes your way, and we'll have the coverage for you, every bit of it, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on our official Eagles app. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by DraftInsider.net's Tony Pauline, our draft insider. He's been with us throughout the offseason, will be with us through the draft, and I can't wait for it to get here. I know the people upstairs can't wait for it to get here. What is happening around draft rooms in the NFL?
I think what's happening is they're going through final checks. I mean, they're checking out the players. They're going through some background checks. They're rewatching some film. I think this two-week delay really does not bode well with teams because it's a sort of a situation where it's almost paralysis by overanalysis. You know, they go through the process. They got these extra 2 weeks, and it's a situation, I think Bruce Arians tweeted yesterday, where by the time the draft comes, they're not going to like any of these players because they're going to watch and they're going to pick holes in guys' game and manufacture problems that may not be there because of the extra time.
Tony, do you have a sense of any players who might be rising up the boards or conversely sliding out maybe till late in the first round?
Biggest riser right now is Mike Evans, the receiver from Texas A&M, who the Philadelphia Eagles reportedly like. I mean, he's a big target. He's a competitive guy. He plays like a big receiver, 6'6". He's a guy who a lot of people thought would be top 10 pick, fringe top 10 pick. He's moved into the top five. The Oakland Raiders at number five could select him, possibly the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the funny thing is, or the ironic thing is 4 months ago, 3 months ago, if you said that Mike Evans could be selected before Johnny Manziel, people would have said you're crazy. But right now, it looks like Mike Evans can be selected before Manziel.
It wasn't that long ago when I'm going to try to compare this to a similar situation years ago. Darius Hayward Bay, Jeremy Maclin, top 10 pick. Would the Raiders take Bay? Would they take Maclin? Everybody kind of thought it would be Maclin. They took Bay, and the Eagles eventually moved up and were able to acquire Jeremy Maclin. Now, if Evans is moving up, does that mean Sammy Watkins moves down? Does that mean potentially a wide receiver slips out of that top 10?
I don't know that Sam Watkins will slide out of top 10, but what I think is, and I reported 3 weeks ago, is the spread amongst teams between Watkins and Evans is not that great. In fact, a lot of teams have Evans rated higher than Watkins. As someone told me, you can't coach 6'6", which is what Mike Evans is, and he plays like a fluid 6'6". Watkins is a good receiver. He's just not a special talent. So I think he may slip further than people think, but he's not going to slide, I don't think, out of the top six selections.
All right, so we're staying on the wide receiver theme here. It's a popular one in Philadelphia. You've got Watkins, you've got Evans at the top. Right. Then you've got Cooks, you've got Lee, right. You've got that whole group. How much of a separation is there between the top two and the next tier?
Pretty significant. I mean, I think when you look at Mike Evans, when you look at Brandon, when you look at Sammy Watkins, those are guys that are expected to be number one receivers at the next level. Brandon Cooks, I think, is more of a number two, maybe a number one in the right system. Marquise Lee, a number two receiver. Those guys, I think they'll contribute as rookies, but I don't know that they're going to be number one. Brandon Cooks, you see him here, just explosive in the open field, the ability to make defenders miss, picks up a lot of yardage after the catch. Definitely a Chip Kelly type of guy, very basically can score from any point in the field. Under 5'10", but plays big, will sacrifice his body to make the reception. Confident guy. You get him out in the open field. Not only good as a receiver, you can run reverses with him. You can use him as a return specialist. Knows the game. Catches the ball with his hands, as you see right there. Very good, but I think he's more of a number two as compared to Evans and Watkins, who are number one.
And Lee, where does Lee fit into that? Is he still in a similar category as Cooks?
I definitely think so. I think he's a mid-first round pick. The thing about Marquise Lee is, you know, before the season, a lot of people, including myself, thought he was a top 10 potential. Had a knee injury last year, kind of really suffered, did not run that well in the postseason. But the fact is, you get him back to full health. He's great running after the catch, as you see here. Keeps the play in bounds, sets up his blocks, uses them to pick up extra yardage. Just a dynamic receiver, a guy that's got dependable hands. We'll play with a couple of different quarterbacks at USC, Matt Barkley, and then Barkley got hurt, and they put a couple other guys in. Really was seamless in the transition, very natural in all his ability.
Well, I think, Tony, it's fair to say we will be talking about wide receiver a lot between now and May 8th, and then May 8th to May 10th. Obviously, the Eagles in a little interesting situation at the wide receiver position. We'll check in with you, Tony. Thanks so much for coming by the studio today. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net. He'll be with us throughout our draft coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.